when the individual responds emotionally and vigorously to ideas and to concepts and values and ideology, which, if pursued, places the individual in danger, places their very survival in question, then you know that you're dealing with an individual who has been taken over and possessed by a family. And therefore you have to look at people and their ideologies and look at what place their ideology put, and judge their ideology against the reality of their circumstances. This is the kind of thing we deal with the psychologists every day, with people who come in filled with fantasies and beliefs, attached tenaciously to ideologies and hopes. And yet, those fantasies, beliefs, ideologies, and hopes are depressing them, destroying their families, making it impossible for them to realize themselves and to achieve what their potentialities would allow them to achieve were they not caught up in curious games.